radio adventure.
Rick Adams is on.
Rick Adams is with you today, this afternoon, Saturday afternoon, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you. It's good to have you back and to be back. And, of course, many things to deal with today. Ladies and gentlemen, I have brought on Ted Pike, who, as you know, heads up truthtellers.org. It's been a long time, a long while since we've had him on the program. And Ted is with us today to discuss, among other items perhaps, what is going to happen, particularly in Congress, with a bill which has been submitted, and it has widespread support amongst many. And, of course, the Jewish lobbies are promoting it heavily. And that bill has to do with boycotting the, quote, State of Israel, and to essentially punish those who engage in the, quote, illegal boycott of Israel. Welcome, Ted Pike, to the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. Yes, it's nice to be back.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, I wrote an article warning about legislation in the New York State House, which anticipated this bill. We'll talk about this now in Congress, but this bill in New York and this bill are basically a law that will be passed which punishes academics in the United States, that is, colleges and universities,
mm-hmm.
who support the American Studies Association, which is a prestigious academic organization, which is very angry, very indignant over Israel's mistreatment of the Palestinians. And what the ASA wants to do and is doing is to academically boycott Israel, not individual professors so much, but to boycott those Israeli educational institutions which depend upon information from academia and research in the United States. Basically, the message ASA wants to send Israel is, if your educational institutions want to support the injustices against the Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and we could make quite a list of those injustices, human rights violations, defiance of the UN decrees, etc., then fine, but you're not going to enjoy this privilege of having a reciprocal relationship with American academia as if nothing is wrong. And so that has basically infuriated the Jewish lobby, and the important bill we'll talk about today is called the Protect Academic Freedom Act.
Of all things.
It actually destroys academic freedom.
Yes.
The Jewish lobbyists, the Jews in the House, Peter Roskam and Dan Lipinski introduced it about 10 days ago. It's H.R. 4009, the Protect Academic Freedom Act, and it proposes to amend the Higher Education Act of 1965, basically cutting off a good deal of federal funding large research universities. For example, Johns Hopkins University gets over $1 billion of federal aid every year for its massive research programs and so on. That all becomes very questionable, according to this bill, if it's passed, and Johns Hopkins would support the ASA boycott.
So, in effect, then what they're really doing is punishing free speech and free association and decisions of the universities to engage in this basically meager and wrist-slapping approach to academic punitive measures. I mean, if in fact the universities and association would like to just basically call attention to what the Zionists are doing and how they are doing it with impunity and not paying a price. And therefore, they would like to have a boycott of their academia, then they're paying a price themselves. In other words, it's a risk to, in effect, denounce terrorism and denounce torture. It is a risk if Israel is the target, right?
Absolutely. And this bill proposes to uphold academic freedom, but actually when you are telling a huge universities that they're going to lose literally millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in vital federal funding, how much academic freedom is there left?
None.
On campus and in the administration and among the professors to speak out against Israel or join a boycott when you know that you may have to close your doors if you take that position of doing more than just criticizing Israel, but using substantive measures, hitting them not only academically, but in the pocket and other types of boycotts. So it's very, very intimidating. It causes a chill, a great chill on free speech and academia if this were passed. Another thing about this bill is that its framers, Lipinski and others in the New York bill, they all have this idea, which I'll get to in just a minute.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Many good points here, folks. Listen up. We'll be back with our guest, Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, and Rick Adams, Uncensored. We are back with Ted Pike of truthtellers.org, and we're talking about this bill now, this bill that would basically prescribe certain kinds of academic boycotts involving the Zionist Strip. So, Ted, you were just trying to tell us, in addition, what was coming in this bill and the further sanctions that are involved, I believe. Go ahead.
Yes, This is a very interesting tack which the ADL, the Jewish lobby, is taking. As most of our viewers are aware, listeners are aware, ADL is the architect of hate crimes and bias crimes legislation worldwide, and it proudly admits that. But what they're doing is they're portraying this action by the American Studies Association threatening to boycott academia as a bias crime, basically a bias crime against academics in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is new. This is a new internationalization of bias crime. Here's a statement similar to that by Representative Roskam, which is actually out of the text of H.R. 4009. And he says, the principles of academic freedom guaranteed by the United States are being flaunted by the ASA and critics of Israel, boycotting Israel academically. Now, since when are the principles of academic freedom guaranteed to Israeli academics, to educational institutions in Israel? Since when is a bias crime concerning Israelis punished by the U.S. government? You see, the U.S. government here, U.S. government would be the arbiter internationally between the bias crime of American academics and ASA boycotting Israel educational institutions, and then these victims of this international bias crime in Israel. And that this is unprecedented. This is what they're trying to do is to make it basically a hate crime enforceable by the United States government. Now, certainly under the protections of the First Amendment and our Constitution and so on, we have the right of free association, free speech, free action. We can take action. We can do more than just talk and so on. But what Roskam and Lipinski are trying to do is to say that now that we're living in a global village, basically a proto-one world order, the injustices which American academia imposed upon Israeli academia now become the business of the U.S. government and the U.S. Congress, and we will treat this as anti-Semitism. In fact, there's a video which I do link to in my latest article, which is entitled "Illegal to Boycott Israel Bill Enters Congress," and Roskam describes what the ASA is doing in boycotting Israeli academia as anti-Semitism. So this becomes a bordering on a hate crime, and in fact, it could also be viewed perhaps as a form of sedition, subverting the wonderful coalition which the U.S. government and Israel have in the war against terrorism.
So in other words, the moral here is that if you torture Palestinians and wage war, you will get money and aid from the United States. If you speak out against it, you will lose money and aid.
Exactly.
Somehow that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But,
yeah,
of course, nothing makes sense in this satanic cosmos, you know, when you're dealing with these satanic lobbies and these people who are really pushing, I mean, they are pushing evil. And you mentioned the ADL and other organizations, probably over 100 of them just in Washington, that lobby and tell Congress what to do. And I was just reading this morning, one of the congressmen came out and made the statement that Israel is not an occupier. Can you believe that one?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like saying that, you know, I mean, the Pope is not Catholic, you know, the Vatican is not in Rome, and the earth is not round. I mean, it's like they don't even bat an eyelash saying these things because their master is in Jerusalem. And this is what the scriptures tell us, you see?
Exactly.
They're worshiping the beast system here.
Yeah. I make the point in my latest article, which people can read at truthtellers.org, that this is extremely dangerous legislation.
Yes.
Because where this is leading to is basically making it a criminal offense to criticize Israel. You see, mm-hmm. boycotting Israel is relatively a lighter form of damage to Israel and punishing
yeah.
Israel, but when people, especially articulate lovers of freedom, can get on the internet and they can really roast, they can really
mm-hmm.
lambaste Israel and hold up her sins and her Nazi-like behavior to the world with real rhetoric and real power and even led by the Holy Spirit, that really rocks the walls of Babylon. I mean, that's powerful stuff. And so, prohibiting a boycott, that's just for starters. But what they're leading to is eventually worldwide
mm-hmm.
law
mm-hmm.
banning any criticism of Israel, just as they have basically in countries like France and Germany and Austria, they've banned any criticism or questioning of the sacred 6 million figure of the Holocaust. Jailing, deporting of people, academics who do, and everything's possible with Jewish control of the media, Jewish control of Congress. They can sell anything they want to as far as moving us toward a Judaic New World Order. So it's very important that people immediately get on the phones and protest. I was hoping I could give people the names or have them at Truth Tellers of the members of the committee which will be considering this bill, but they had a big snowstorm back there and Congress was shut down. But
yeah.
that information will go up on truthtellers.org immediately Monday, and we'll get that in our action page. But meanwhile, I really encourage people to call Congress immediately. Call your members of the House of Representatives where this bill is, and the toll-free number is 1-866-220-0044. Again, that's 1-866-220-0044. That's a working number. And I'm just, at the end of my last article, I give this the simple statement which I suggest you present to your representative, please do not support H.R. 4009, the Protect Academic Freedom Act. It denies academic freedom of speech and action to American universities and scholars.
How many right now have signed on?
It is so early. As I say, it was just put in about 8 or 10 days ago, and I have not been able to do much research apart from reading the bill, of course.
Yeah, yeah. All right, can you just hold over a few minutes into the next segment,
sure.
Ted? All right, we'll hold you over. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Ted Pike of TruthTellers.org. This is Rick Adams Uncensored, right here on the Yes Republic Broadcasting Network. More announcements to come. Stay tuned.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
All right. Well, that says it all. All right, we're talking to Ted Pike today. It's been a long time. Truthtellers.org, if you'd like to go to the website and see for yourself what we're talking about. You know, Ted, what's interesting is that when it comes to boycotts, they do, in the private sector alone, carry quite a risk. For instance, as you know, some of the church groups, and these are like mainline Protestant denominations, have engaged in boycotts of Israel in Europe and so forth. And some of them have been met with terror threats, as you probably are aware. And, the Zionist machinery there will stop at nothing, I think, to silence any group or any organization that will draw attention to what this regime in the Middle East is doing. Back here in my own location in where I live, it's interesting that the fact that the board here of academics in my state has said they would not participate in that boycott, and they used every excuse under the sun and nonsensical, superfluous reasons. But in effect, you can see the handwriting on the wall. They are too frightened to take a stand. And these are the same people, of course, that took a strong stand, not only boycotting, but engaging in divestiture and disinvestment in Southern Africa and South Africa, particularly because of apartheid. So doesn't that tell us who's in control, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, broadly, historically speaking, 500-600 years ago, the universities of Europe were the place of the humanist cradle, where freedom of speech really came from in broad investigation into the nature of the universe and human rights and legal systems and so on. It was just taken for granted 500-600 years ago that the university was where it was no holds barred. You could think anything. You couldn't do that in the Catholic Church. You couldn't do that in society, but you could. It was a sacred area, and now universities have become bastions of basically localized hate crimes laws, terribly punishing people for sexist or homophobic type of behaviors. Interestingly, the campus activism against Israel's so-called apartheid is growing on campus. It's worrying ADL and the Zionists very, very much. Mm. And that's why they are, rather than protesting with words or so-called educational programs, they are trying to bite down here and actually criminalize substantive action against Israel.
Obviously, yeah. They've actually, in the past, had professors even fired. And then we saw in one case in California where that was overturned. There was some victory there in the case of a professor or two. So obviously, there are some meaningful oppositions to them. I think we have a call that would like to address the specific topic we're talking about now, and that's Fred. Same subject, right? Yeah. Okay, Fred in Michigan. Hello.
Hey there, Rick. And Ted, thanks for all you're doing. I wanted to bring into focus the fact regarding global anti-Semitism that on the 16th of October 2004, President W. Bush signed into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, designed to force the entire world into never criticizing the Jews or their actions. The act establishes a special department within the United States State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism.
Which we talked about, too, with Ted on that very subject a few years
ago. Sounds like you're reading one of my e-alerts, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Ariel Sharon stated in the past that AIPAC controls Congress, and AIPAC has 65,000 members, and the FBI in the same year, 2004, actually did an investigation of AIPAC and concluded and even arrested some guy by the name of Larry Franklin of the Pentagon. And I guess they forced Douglas Feith out of the Pentagon because they were passing classified intel to AIPAC spies. So whatever happened with that, Ted?
You know, Fred, you're bringing up the Office of Global Anti-Semitism and the European counterpart of that, a huge hate crimes bureaucracy, which the ADL pioneered, as you said, back to about 2004. And a very interesting thing has been happening over the years since that. It kind of started with a big bang, and they had 55 nations involved in their hate crimes bureaucracy there. They had everybody cooperating, all excited. They were going to eliminate hate and bias and anti-Semitism and homophobia. And then what has happened over the years is that most of these nations who signed on with the hate crimes bureaucracy, I'm trying to grab the name of it. I haven't thought of it for a while. But Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, that's the name of it. The Organization for Security and Cooperation for Europe has been withering on the vine. And I should mention that the e-alerts that we pump out and have identifying ADL as behind hate crimes legislation and so on, these go all throughout Russia. They go all throughout Hungary and in European countries, and we have been identifying these Jews as behind hate crimes legislation, self-serving their own purposes of ending free speech. And a couple of years ago, ADL was screaming and crying crocodile tears, saying, "What's happened to our organization in Europe? The anti-Semitism is rising, and nobody is reporting hate crimes to us. They're all too distracted or losing interest." And now ADL is as silent as the tomb. It goes year after year now without even mentioning that organization. And I'm mentioning this because this should encourage us that if we keep speaking out in every public venue that we can, letters to the editor, internet, church, everywhere, and letting the world know that ADL particularly is intent on taking away free speech and persecuting Christians, leading to a new world order. As the word gets out, there's an international grapevine, especially through the internet, that is more effective than we realize in slowing down ADL.
Right. Thank you, Fred, for your call. And thank you, Ted, for being with us during this time. And, again, I appreciate the information that you've been updating us with.
Thank you for having me, Rick. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Ted Pike. Truthtellers.org, folks.